The game of Mahjong, it's pretty freaking ancient, right? Like, it goes back, I think rumor has it, 2,500 years, originates out of East Asia. And the awesome thing is that it's still played today by so many people around the world. And, you know, one of the things is that there are so many different variants of the game as well. And as it gains popularity around the world, more and more people are starting to branch out into all these different variants of it. So the Ricci Mahjong scene is, you know, kind of overlooked here in Australia, but one where Australian players are actually really doing well at the moment, especially on an international stage. And until recently, it's been kind of difficult to get into as a game. But, you know, despite the esoteric rules and the lack of proper translations into English, it is gathering a lot of steam here. And so I've got Trevor on the line. He's from the Australian Ricci Mahjong Association, and he is here to tell you all about the scene and also the competitive nature of the group. Trevor, welcome to 2SER.
Hi, Sid. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So look, first up, why don't you tell me a little bit about Mahjong in general? What is the game?
Yeah, so you're correct. Mahjong started, I believe, if I'm not wrong, it started back in China thousands of years ago. And it's such an old but traditional and also a game that is still famous to these days. And yeah, it's an old game, but it hasn't changed over so many years. Classic and played by a lot of players. So yeah.
And if you had to describe the rules in a very, very short amount of time, say two sentences max, how would you do that? I know, it's a difficult one.
But think of it as tile matching. You got all these tiles in front of you. You look at them, and if they look the same, you put them together, and it forms some sort of a pattern or a sequence, and all of a sudden, you complete a hand, and you win the game.
Wow, okay. Look, it sounds incredibly strategic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very easy to learn. I might have put it in so many words that it's a bit confusing to new players, but it's an easy to learn game. But it's very, very hard to master. One could play for years and years of the same game, and things can happen in any given game that can still surprise you. So yeah, it's a very, very interesting game.
Well, I can understand why it's gaining steam. So why don't you tell me now a little bit about Ricci Mahjong in particular and how it differs from the other rule sets?
Yeah, so Ricci Mahjong, otherwise known as Japanese Mahjong, is the same Mahjong game, but it uses a Japanese rule set. It may be some variant in terms of small number of tiles that you use, but generally the way it's played is still the same. You put together four sequences or four groups with a pair of eyes to complete one hand, and you win any given round by completing your hand faster than your other three opponents. It's obviously, as I said, you three other opponents, you play with four players, and everyone has, well, basically the same chance of winning, but depending on your skills level, obviously you could gain some sort of advantage by either reading your opponent or deciding which tile to discard, which tile to retain to complete your hand faster. And ultimately, that's the goal of your game. You need to complete your hand faster than your opponents, gain the points, and after a certain number of rounds, you win the game, win the session, so as to say.
Yeah, of course. And it obviously sounds like it's, you know, not only a strategic game, but also quite a social game as well, right? Like you have to play with three other players, there's four people at a table. So tell me a little bit about the Australian Ricci Mahjong Association, because, you know, you're one of the administrators. What exactly do you guys do? What's the mission of the group?
Yeah, so for Australian Ricci Mahjong Association, that's our full organization name, short for ARMA. We promote Ricci Mahjong as a sport in general. That's our main goal. And we also provide a platform to network with players both based in Australia mainly, but also from all around the world. And our ultimate goal is to train players to represent Australia in international competitions, basically to make a name for ourselves.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And, you know, I heard that you recently went to an international competition as well on September 10th. Tell me a little bit about that. What exactly happens at a competition? How competitive do people get?
Okay, I need to correct myself that I may have gave you a wrong impression. I wasn't actually participating in that direct international competition, but it was an online competition that is held annually. We call it as IORMC, where players from all around the world, the best online players from all around the world, group together in one single online platform, and we play a series to determine which country and then subsequently which individual player is the best out of the best. We held the qualifiers recently in Australia, and we selected a number of players to represent us, which the actual game will happen soon in a few months' time, and by then we will know who won. Last time it happened in last year, I believe Australia came, unfortunately, didn't make the podium, but in the individual session, our players actually did pretty well. And I think two of our four players actually made it out to the top four in the world. So, yeah, Australia players really, really good. Don't underestimate us.
No, that is seriously wonderful. And, you know, like it sounds like, you know, the group in itself is pretty varied as well, right? Like people of all different levels who are learning how to play. And do you put on workshops to teach people?
Not necessarily workshops, but we do have online platform called Discord where we regularly talk with, well, we basically provide a platform for all the players to come online into one single spot, and then we exchange experiences to what we have in any given game, or share strategies as to how the game should be played, or share experience as to, I did this in this game, maybe I shouldn't have done that, what did you think? And it starts the discussions, and it helps players to grow it helps everyone to grow, really.
Yeah, it's like a strategy forum.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that sounds really cool, Trevor. So for anyone who, you know, whose interest is maybe piqued, or maybe they've been thinking about learning a new game, how can they get involved in Ricci Mahjong and in Armor?
Yeah, so as I said before, we are on Discord server. We also have our own website, which is richimahjong.com.au. And we're on other multiple social media platforms as well, in Facebook, on YouTube, and also Twitter at AuthRichi. And in terms of actual physical events, we do hold that as well. But given the fact that the current impact for COVID, we stopped that. But we previously held fortnightly actual meetups around Sydney CBD. So, yeah, if you jump into the online platform and you're interested in a game, you can always go into a game with any of the players who are available online. But we do have plans to resume the actual physical fortnightly meetup soon. So, yeah, keep an eye on that, and I hope to see you there.
Hey, Trevor, it's been a pleasure having you on 2SER. Thanks for coming on and telling us a little bit more about Armor and Ricci Mahjong.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me, Sid.